Woodcutters and soldiers stood shoulder to shoulder and listened as Colonel Carrington talked of the danger that all of them faced. The biting cold wind thinned his voice, and John moved closer to hear, blinking his eyes against the first snowflakes the wind carried.
"Our only hope is to get men from Fort Laramie to help us," the colonel said. "But that's more than 200 miles southwest of here, a long ride through rough country that is right now being watched by Chief Red Cloud's warriors. There is a great danger, but someone must go. It's our only hope of saving the women and children in that room."
All eyes turned toward the powder house. Many of the soldiers had loved ones in there whom they did not want to leave. The colonel spoke again.
"Someone must go," he said.
John put down the hammer he still held.
"I'll go," he said. "Give me a good horse to ride, and I'll go."